This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Iowa's corn and soybean crops have had their fair share of bumps this season, from disease pressure to stretches of unfavorable weather. Even so, fields across much of the state are still holding up better than expected, and in many cases, better than average. That resiliency stands in contrast to what's being seen in other growing regions, where crop ratings have slipped and harvest is already shaping up to be more of a struggle. USDA's latest update underscores the divide, showing Iowa in relatively strong shape while much of the nation works to overcome setbacks. We'll hear from USDA's chief meteorologist right after this.
Hey there, Iowa. Ready to hit the road with fuel as dependable as our farmers? Choosing biodiesel, made right here in Iowa from our own soybeans, supports our local farmers and helps keep our air clean. From farms to freeways, choosing better, cleaner, now biodiesel fuels progress while preserving our environment. Drive with purpose. Drive with biodiesel. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. This message is brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association and powered by the Soybean Checkoff.
To put the crop conditions in a national perspective, USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey notes that corn condition ratings have started to slide as dryness grips parts of the Corn Belt. While the overall crop still stacks up better than a year ago, the southern and eastern parts of the region are showing the strain of limited moisture. Nationally, ratings remain mostly favorable, but Illinois is standing out with the highest share of corn rated very poor to poor as the stress in that state continues to build.
Corn conditions slipping just a little bit more this week as the generally dry weather continues and the crop is running out of moisture in the south and parts of the eastern Corn Belt. 68% good to excellent, down a point from last week, and steady at 9%, very poor to poor. That still compares favorably to last year at this time when corn was rated 64% good to excellent and 12% very poor to poor. Even with all that, there is only one state with more than 15% of the crop rated very poor to poor on September 7th. That is Illinois, their number 17% very poor to poor.
Rippey says that soybeans are showing a similar trend to corn, with condition ratings slipping slightly in the latest report. About one-fifth of the crop has begun dropping leaves, keeping pace with the five-year average, though progress varies widely across the country. Fields in the south and mid-south are moving quickly towards maturity, while the western Corn Belt is lagging behind. Overall, national ratings mirror last year almost exactly, suggesting the soybean crop is holding steady despite the regional differences.
21% of the U.S. soybean crop dropping leaves by September 7th, just 1 point behind the five-year average, 2 points behind last year at this time. Now, we're seeing an even more marked difference with soybeans than corn in terms of crop progress. Very rapid progress in the southern Corn Belt into the mid-south, rather slow progress maturing in the western Corn Belt. Soybean condition on September 7th, like corn, slipping 1 point in the good to excellent ratings, now 64%. Last week, 65%. No change, like corn, in the very poor to poor ratings, steady at 10%. Unlike corn, the condition is actually pretty similar to last year. This week in September of 2024, we had 65% of the soybeans good to excellent and 10% very poor to poor, so very close to last year's condition.
Overall, the season has brought its share of challenges, but Iowa continues to stand in a stronger position than many of our neighbors. Nationally, both corn and soybeans are showing signs of stress, yet conditions still compare reasonably well to just a year ago. As harvest moves ahead, the weather in the coming weeks will be critical in determining just how much of that potential farmers are going to be able to bring in from the field. For this story and more, log on to our website at iowaagnet.com. For Profit Matters, here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Dustin Huffman reporting.